Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Paulies. All rights reserved. This is Speaker Linda Pauley. It's December 31st, 2007, and here's Jesus. These segments were originally released September 1st and 2nd, 2003.
Nazaree, our young friend Gibby is back. He wants to know, is there some sort of evidence somewhere in Israel that you existed that hasn't been uncovered yet?
I am sure, Gibby, that somewhere out there there is some record that still has not been found that will verify that I actually existed. The proof is there somewhere written in stone, but it's going to be very, very hard to find it, and it's going to be very, very hard to verify it. Is the terrible situation of the fake burial box of my brother just proved? Even we were fooled by the good vibrations that were risen by the supposed discovery of this box and everybody touching it and believing in it. Even for a time we were deceived. And, you know, it is so very, very hard when there is so much falsity out there. And people seem to relish in creating falsity and making false things and misleading people, especially to promote some of their own doctrine, that it is so hard that when the truth reveals itself to make that truth accepted. It is the same problem that we're having now. We have very wonderful workers. They're doing a great job. They're reaching out to the world. They're giving the world the truth. But the people that have been so deceived by the false teachings won't respond to them. They have been taught by man, and they love what man has taught them. They won't give it up. And if proof is found, Givi, they won't want to believe it.
Ooh, a great mystery. I wish I could find that evidence for you, Nazarene. After all, they call me the Great Finder.
Your great abilities are needed for far more important things, Alora. Far more important things.
We'll be back after the break. This is Speaker Linda Pauley. If you like fiction stories filled with action and adventure, you'll love Trouble in the Past by Speaker Gerald Pauley, featuring the Ancient One and his companions, the Axeman and Durga. You can find it free online at www.voicesfromspirit.com/tp/cover.htm.
Nazarene, Jimmy has another good question for today. Were there other women you loved besides Mary Magdalene during your lifetime?
I would not say loved, Gibby. There were a few that I had a deep fondness for and was very attracted to, and we shared great friendship. But love, no. Mary Magdalene was the only love of my life, and we had that special thing between each other that very few men and women share. We were bonded souls, and we were just exactly matched for each other. And her trials and tribulations had only strengthened her character and made her more vital and more valuable to me in every aspect because of the way that she was able to work and help my efforts. No, there was none other than Mary Magdalene. That was a very, very special love, and it could not be shared with any other. There was affection for others, yes, and I showed my favor to other women and were kind and gentle to them and respected them and helped them in many ways, but no. There was one love in my life and one love only, and that was Mary Magdalene. Besides my mother, who I revered above any other woman, even Mary Magdalene, there was none other women in my life that had the kind of effect on me that they did. It simply would have been impossible.
Aw, that's sweet, Nazarene. I'm glad it turned out that way. Give her my best. She's a great lady.
That's the exact same thing she says about you, Alora. The exact same thing. I guess great women always think alike, don't they?
We'll be back again.